Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, we've got Giants baseball coming up. Bruce, how are you today on this Sunday?
Great, Marty. Is it Sunday?
You're right. You're right. It's Monday. Hey, I'm Kevin Durant. I said
that
the game's
would be a scoop
on.
If it's so we get a couple Sundays out of the deal. We have another day off tomorrow.
Come on, Kevin Durant said, "I'll see you on Tuesday."
Yeah,
remember?
Exactly.
And Steph Curry says,
"Don't miss the game, please."
Yeah, I'll see you on Sunday. That's right. There is no Monday. That'll be the story. That's our story today. How are you on Monday?
Whatever day it may be, I'm doing well. Really looking forward to watching that game and the Giants, too. It's been some great double features. That great Wrigley weather has been continuing. Just great, great, great viewing on that.
Yeah, what a game last night, though. I mean, honestly, you know, it's a showcase game. I thought Jessica Mendoza and A-Rod and Vasgersian were going to jump out of their skin last night. You know, it was driving. They didn't know what to do. That game was so bad.
Yeah, I mean, the, Block, he was kind of, he was just settling into an imitation of Chatwood. Chatwood was unbelievably wild and, you know, Block very uncharacteristically so, which was, you know, pretty disturbing at a time when the Giants really need to see more out of their rotation. You know, he loads the bases with walks in the third, and he somehow gets out of it, getting Schwarber and Russell, and I think Hayward was the third out.
Yeah.
And I thought it was great that Bochy stuck with him there. You know, it's like, you know, let's see if you can get out of this. We're still in the game. And, of course, he doesn't want to take any starter out that early. And he gave him some rope, and then he comes out and walks the first guy in the fourth. I mean, for heaven's sake.
Well, he walked the pitcher who'd never hit before, who, as I said, the price tag was still on his bat. and he ended up walking him and... you feel for Bochy. What can he do? You don't want to go into the bullpen so early knowing where they are today, but he had no choice to do it. And Pierce Johnson, as they say, unloaded the bases very quickly.
Boy, one pitch and he was out of trouble.
Yeah, he was not in trouble after that. But Baez is something, isn't he?
Oh, I love watching that guy hit. Jeez, what a player. Everything he does, even his tags, he puts a personal stamp on his tags. I think during the World Baseball Classic, he made a tag while pointing at the catcher like, "You, hell of a throw," as he tags a guy out. He's a showman, and I love it. I love his follow-through. He's got one of the great follow-throughs of all the right-hand hitters in the game, and really exciting player.
Chatwood looked like Bobby Witt. Remember Bobby Witt?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it looked like. Just wild as a March hare, as Jim Murray used to say.
Yeah, and makes you just uncomfortable enough where you don't want to be in that box that long.
Well, a couple of guys were just, you know, ducking out for their lives. I mean, it's just insane high and inside heat. Yeah, it was crazy.
All right.
Not a comfortable watch.
No, not at all. Well, we'll put that one aside. And in baseball, luckily, you got another 161 to talk about. Derek Rodriguez is up, Pudge's kid. Of course, I hope he makes a name for himself so we don't have to say this every time. But
he
is up here.
Yeah, that's, sooner the better. I'd love to get a look at him. He throws really hard. His dad had a great arm, too. And, you know, he's been around baseball clubhouses his whole life, which we've seen many times, you know, with Bonds and Griffey and even young Darren Baker over at Cal. It's a real plus. You know, you don't think about it when you see these little kids running around, but they soak up everything that they hear and see, and coming to the big leagues isn't quite as daunting for them. So we'll see how this kid treats it. But he said it's great. He said he was in Miami the day that Pudge Rodriguez made the last out and holding the ball in his hand, and they still have that ball at home.
Wow. I guess Pablo was the one who encouraged – Kerry Crowley had tweeted out that Pablo was the one who encouraged them to sign with the Giants. They were workout partners in Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it'd be great to see a real hard thrower come in, especially if he has the capability of starting, because Bumgarner is going to be back, and Samardzija is that guy to a degree, but they could use some real flame. I guess this guy comes close to 100 miles an hour when he's on.
Well, I saw him in the 90s, but he's got to absolutely have secondary stuff. You know,
of course, yeah.
You know, you're in the major league, so we'll see what happens there. How did you like, Twinkle Toes Sternweiss or George Selkirk at second base yesterday.
You know, it's just the guy's amazing. He's carrying about 8 gloves around with him. He literally could play anywhere and has played most of the positions already. But, you know, considering his weight and his limited range, like, he was tremendous. He looked the part.
I guess he was the heaviest second baseman ever.
Yeah, well, they looked it up. I think Jason Stark had a thing. Dave Parker played one inning there, and Cecil Fielder played a couple games there with technically heavier in terms of sheer weight. But, you know, if Sandoval plays any substantial amount of time there, he'll be the heaviest.
Well, they got rid of Gomez, so if Tomlinson's got to come out, he's going to be the second baseman until Panic at least comes back next week. So,
yeah.
But he is George Twinkle Toes Selkirk. That was the one I was thinking of.
Exactly, yeah.
Not Snuffy Sternweiss.
Snuffy and Twinkle Toes. I tell you, get those two together. It's a real laugh riot.
Snuffy was pretty good. Until,
yes, he was. Selkirk was good, too. He had his moments.
Yeah, no, we have to work in a couple of names. You know that. When we do
absolutely.
This
that makes the show for me.
Yeah, so we're at the one-third mark, Memorial Day. What do you think about this Local 9?
Well, you know, they're fun to watch. You know, this time last year when you watch the Giants telecast, my wife is a good gauge of this. When the Giants are compelling, it's like that's the one thing we have to watch live in our house. I tape everything, but my wife insists that we watch the Giants live. That's just the rule. They're not going to be on tape, so absolutely, you know. And last year at this time, she kind of maybe it took a little bit longer, but she kind of tuned out, as most fans did. I mean, watching the Giants was certainly not a must view. I mean, it was so depressing, and there's just a whole new feeling around the team this year. I'm really looking forward to all the telecasts, and you know, just to see if you know how McCutcheon and Longoria are doing. I like the club. I like the fact that so many guys are due to come back. You know, Panic and Bumgarner and maybe Pence. You know, Alan Hansen showed enough to where you're excited about him coming back. Cueto. So, you know, they're going to be in it. That's all you can ask. I really think they're going to be in it for quite a while.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think this is a second-half team. They just can't go 9 back or, you know, 9.
No.
They just have to sort of weather the storm here. In my opinion, Bumgarner pitches Friday night. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Well, that'd be exciting. It's the Phillies, right?
Yeah, they get
Kershaw.
That'd
be really interesting.
They get Kershaw Thursday.
Uh-huh.
I think it's Nolan Kershaw, if I'm not mistaken, on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back with Bumgarner on Friday night. How about that for the Phillies?
Oh, yeah, terrific. I mean, the Phillies, I would advise fans, if you can get out there to watch that team, Gabe Kapler, the wacky bodybuilder manager, has really got something going there. They were actually in first place for a little while. They've edged back a half game out, but really exciting club. You know, they were supposed to be, a lot of people thought, you know, well, they're in the tank, they're rebuilding, they don't really want to win, they're looking for the draft pick, and meanwhile, they come flying out of the gate, and when you watch them play, they're completely, that's a serious act they're putting out there.
Yeah. I think if they get in with Arrieta and Nola and Pivetta, whatever else, and they've got a ton of bullpen arms, that's the kind of team, if you get in, all of a sudden things can happen, and that's the way I see the Phillies. I think the Phillies are a threat, I really do.
Yeah, Hoskins and Herrera and these young pitchers, you know, that you were talking about there. I mean, and they, you know, they're heavily on analytics. They do a lot of wacky stuff, but it's most of it after a just total disaster of a first week is working pretty well.
All right, so National League, we got a good look at the Cubs. You know, the Cubs are, you know, not quite firing on all cylinders. Although Schwarber really showed me something. Baez just swings like crazy. I don't know why he doesn't see a steady diet of breaking balls, but they
right.
don't do it. But what's the best team we've seen here in the first third on Memorial Day in the National League? Who do you think they are?
Oh, man. It's between the Cardinals and Washington. Washington started really slow, but when you look at the talent on that team, you know, with Scherzer and Strasburg and Harper, you know, they've had some injuries. You know, when those guys get back, maybe right now they're not the very best team. I've been really interested in the Cardinals, some of these young pitchers they're bringing up, and just the threat. You know, the Cardinals, once they get rolling, are always right there. You know, Milwaukee's leading that division, so maybe they've been technically the best. But I've been most interested in the Cardinals and Washington.
Yeah, I was almost going to say the Brewers. You know, maybe they're pitching, they're starting pitching.
Yeah, they got the best record, so, you know, there's that.
Yeah, and they hit the heck out of the ball, and they got Yelich and Kane and Aguilar, but they got the Hader. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, you know, we've seen, you and I have seen this before over the years now. You get that one guy who, it's Andrew Miller. You get him,
yes.
in the seventh inning in a playoff game, and I'll see you later.
Yeah, and you wonder how long he burns that hot. You know, Miller's having a few problems now, and maybe that was inevitable. Who knows? But, you know, they use him in all kinds of ways. They might even start him at some point, close him in the middle of the game, whenever they use him, which I like. I don't know if he likes that, but he seems to be a kid who doesn't really care. Just give me the ball. I'm going to go out and strike everybody out. But yeah, Milwaukee's very compelling. I mean, you know, those great pickups, Kane and Yelich, those are just two really good pickups for them. And they already had a bunch of good hitters, so it's great. And, you know, the Cubs may well be the best team at the end, and I think the Dodgers might wind up winning the West, as weird as that sounds.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Brewers, I like the manager. I like his temperament, Craig Counsell. And as with Hader, as Joe Schultz used to say, the old manager of the Seattle Pilots, let's bring Hader in and let him get a couple outs, and we'll go in the clubhouse and pound the Budweiser.
I was just gonna quote Joe Schultz from Ball Four, but maybe not. He had two words, two obscenities in reverse order.
That's correct.
Yeah, you can look it up, as they say.
That's correct, as Casey Stengel said. You can look it up. Well, here we go. Game seven. As I said before, you came on. Game sevens of sports. One game Super Bowl, and you said in your column today, don't miss a game seven. Anything can happen. You throw out the record books, as they like to say, and here we got one tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I mean, you might have Chris Paul trying to get out there on a really bad wheel, just even though they're not even at the finals. They, you know, their whole season's been built around beating the Warriors. I mean, their general manager just said that in very clear language, you know, early on in the season. And, you know, Curry and Klay Thompson and Durant and James Harden, and it's in Houston. It's going to be the Warriors love that sort of thing. They love crushing spirits on the road. And maybe Houston's ready, so a tough call. I think I'd pick the Warriors just because they have more, you know, really great players. But what a thing! I mean, it's going to be great. For a minute there, I was going to have to write even from here something like really, really in a rush on deadline right after the game, and then I got out of that. So I can we're having a bunch of people over, and cocktails will be flowing, and I'm free and easy. So thank goodness.
The Clamato juice will be flowing.
Exactly, tons of Clamato, and you know Tang is big here as well.
The Three Dot Lounge. All right.
Yes.
Were you an astronaut in a prior life? Or
I was.
Like that?
I was. John Glenn was my mentor, and they often called me a really promising astronaut until I went in another direction, as they say.
Right, you went in the tank, as they say. But Tang was the drink. They used to remember the powder. They'd give that to the astronaut.
Yeah. Without the Tang, I don't think we get into space at all.
We are in space, and that's what this show is all about. But boy, have a great time today. And look, if Bob Gibson can lose a game seven, anything can happen. So,
man,
those are the ones that when the buzzer sounds, when it's over. That's when it's over. That's how I feel.
Yeah, and somebody will step forth, you know, that you didn't expect. You know, a Bucky Dent or a Mark Lemke or somebody that's a little bit down the ladder of stardom will do something important and will be forever lodged in his team's lore.
Yeah, who is it, Doyle? Was it Blake Doyle?
Yeah, Brian Doyle.
Brian Doyle. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know how we come up with this stuff.
Well, for me, it's about all I know, but I do know sports. Don't ask me about anything else. Thank God it's a baseball show, right?
Oh, isn't that the truth? All right. Hey, have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you. Today is Monday. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Marty. Talk soon, man.
All right. Bye, Bruce. All right. More coming up on the Sports Leader.